That's the sound of an R22 helicopter starting up and getting ready to take off here at Hayfield Station. G'day, my name's Matt Brann, and this is the start of the Country Hours You'll Be Guilty Tour.
Yeah, Matt, it's looking like it's been an absolute cracker of a start. Like I said, we've had 20 inches here, and it was good grass growing, rain, and
You'll Be Guilty?
You'll be outie, for sure.
Let it go. The rain here, it filled up every creek, and it looked lovely. A lot of kids here enjoyed their Christmas. They really enjoyed swimming every day. And here it's green everywhere. There's waters everywhere for our food everywhere. Our bush tucker has grown as well out in the bush, and also our wild animals as well.
There is a dam just a little bit from the pub here and all that, but people reckon it's a bit murky. You don't worry about that. You just worry about the croc.
No.
No, the sharks ate him.
How are you feeling about 2015, Bev?
Oh, very excited. Yeah, no, it should be a great year. And I think, I don't know if we, you know, it's so exciting to see those cattle prices just jump up the way they have. Yeah, really good.
So tell me what all of this water means for all the animals and the plants in this region.
Water brings to people joy, laughter, happiness, and for animal, brings animals and birds back to the creek all together. For all these years, there was no water out here, like we didn't have any birds talking near the creek, and now you can hear plenty of birds, different kind of birds, come to the water hole.
Yeah, we've had about 400 mils since Christmas on this farm. Yeah, the water holes around the place are full, so that eventually goes down into the aquifer and means that we've got good water supply for the next 5 or so years.
G'day, I'm Ren Kelly from the Hamilton Downs Youth Camp. We're standing in the middle of this lush paddock on Hamilton Downs Station looking at these absolutely fat cattle. You beauty.
Tell me a bit about bush coconut.
Well, the Aboriginals eat them, and they've got a grub inside, which is also edible. And I've tried them before. The white stuff is a bit bitter, though.
Well, I was definitely expecting not as green as what I've got here. It's making my stay a lot more enjoyable because I do get the water after I'm done work, and it snows in Canada, so it's definitely nice to refresh in this hot weather. But everyone's happy, and it's just great. It makes the community vibe, everything, just really wonderful around here.
You beauty, can you say that for us? You beauty.
You beauty?
Ye beauty, yeah. You want a ye beauty? Yeah, we've got a new truck coming, should be here in a couple of weeks. Cut all these bullocks away. Wherever they got to go, that's where we will be.
Hey, thanks for your time on the Country Hour and the You Beauty Tour.
Yep, nice. You beauty.
How good is this? The floods at Kolgra last month have already been immortalised in song.
When the floods came into Kolgra on the night of January 9, Chris LePage was not deterred, in fact he felt quite fine. Perched up on a bar stool with the floods all over the land, drinking Bundy and the deluge chaser from a pannikin in each hand. Oh, we got some bloody good drinkers in the Northern Territory. From Darwin down to Kolgra, we're always on a spree. Out on the Barclay tableland and across to the VRD. We got some bloody good drinkers in the Northern Territory.
How good is that? Did you recognise the voice? That's the Territory own Ted Egan. It's been a wonderful time here at Kolgra. It's been a wonderful way to wrap up the Country Hours You'll Be Guilty Tour.